This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits of the week. This is Best Bits Part 1. Morgan here, and I'm going to break down the segments from the show this week that y'all loved the most. But this week's a little bit different because we had the St. Jude Radiothon. So really, I'm going off of 3 days here, and we're just going to let the St. Jude Radiothon be amazing and awesome that it was, and all those performances are up at YouTube and BobbyBones.com if you want to go watch those. But this weekend, I'm bringing on Raymundo. What's up?
Yeah! That's Ooh. How you know it's me. Nobody else can do that.
And that was a good one today.
Thank you.
Last time you were on, it was a little rocky. That was a good one.
Okay.
I'm proud of you. We're starting off strong.
Constructive criticism.
But I have a request for this one, Ray.
Personal?
You cannot roast me the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Deal.
We're at the end of the year. It's holiday season. I need you to be a little bit more joyful than roasty.
Maybe I view you as more of as a sister. So then that's why I feel like I can have those jabs at you.
No, that's totally cool. And you can get back at it, like, you know, next year.
Yeah.
You gotta give me a little break in here, okay?
Holiday season.
Yeah. A joyful holiday season. I know Laura, aka Bay, is over there making you do all the Christmas things because
Correct.
Her and I love Christmas so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you have to be somewhat in the spirit.
Yeah, well, we already did Opryland, and that's already decorated for the Christmas and stuff like that. And then she wants to do some farmer's market because they have a bunch of little knickknacks that you can put in stockings.
Okay, I want to hear all about this, but we're going to talk about Christmas in a little bit, okay? First off, we got to talk about coming in at number 7. Bobby shared his thoughts on the crazy concert ticket prices and all of that that's been going on recently with Taylor Swift, Morgan Wallen, Tyler Childers, just a lot going on with concert tickets, prices, and people not being able to get tickets. So Bobby talked about it with a listener. But have you tried to buy concert tickets recently, Ray?
No, usually we get the hookup, honestly. If there's any, I would say Taylor Swift might be the one that we won't be able to get tickets for. But anybody else, even if it's a pop one, you have friends upstairs that could hook that up.
I know, but I don't like to ask. Unless like I just get them, then I get them. But I don't really like to ask people for tickets.
Yeah, I don't ask anymore. I did hook up even friends. I wasn't even just asking for myself. I hooked up my friend South Beach. He went to Sam Hunt in L.A. He went to Jason Aldean in Vegas.
You hooked him up with all
yeah,
of these?
George Strait was about to do it in Phoenix, but I wasn't able to do that one. And then Kip Moore in San Diego. All those, that was years ago. I would never ask anymore.
I was going to say bold, Ray.
I was ballsy. I don't know why I was, and I didn't even go. So I was asking for a friend and they made it happen.
What? Did you also go to those shows when they were in the city where you were at?
Definitely went to Sam Hunt when he was here in Nashville.
Of course. All the Sam Hunt things.
Kip Moore, been to him at the Ryman. Never been to a George Strader. Oh, I did go to George Strait at the Bridgestone. But yeah, I wasn't even, it was crazy. I wasn't even in San Diego and they still made it happen.
Yeah, you were ballsy.
I know. And you don't even want to ask.
I was going to say, it comes out every so often. What do I not want to ask though? Because now I want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You told me, you said you don't even want to, and then you stopped.
What about?
You're about to say something, and now I want to know what you were going to say.
About the tickets?
Yeah, you're like, you don't even want to, and you just stopped.
No, I think I was saying all the hookups we have. We could do it. Yeah. I mean, we could do rock, rap, any of them.
Well, you think we could get Shania Twain tickets? Because I really want to go to Shania.
Yeah, you got to ask the right people, though. I mean, you can't just... I mean, Bones obviously will hook it up. I believe he hooked up Brett Eldridge for me and Baser a year ago. And then Shania... That would probably be, not to be inside baseball, that would be a Gator Rod hookup.
Oh, okay. So you don't think I should like show prep it and try and get like tickets that way?
That's a great, because that's what people on our show do. It sounds like everybody just in this industry just asks for tickets. Eddie randomly asks for a Christian music country band.
That's true.
Through
hey,
Amy.
But I never ask for anything, ever. I've never come on the show and asked for anything. And Shania Twain is my girl. Like, that is my top artist. And she's coming to Nashville and the show sold out. I feel like that's the one that like I can justify asking for.
Yeah, and typically it works because they seem that they're not as nice, especially in the holiday season, if they turn you down.
Okay, I'm going to show prep it. I'm going to do that because you inspired me.
But then also when my friends ask for tickets, it kind of annoys me.
Well, I know, right? Well, because, okay, here's the thing. If it's like a really good, if it's like a family friend or like my family, I shouldn't say family friend. If it's my family, I have no problem. I will try and figure something out for my family. That's about the only people. Besides that, I have friends in the industry, so like they kind of figure their stuff out, and we kind of cross paths and end up going to stuff together.
What about dates in the past? Have they asked for tickets?
No, no.
Mm-mm. Crossing the line on that one.
Yeah, don't do that. If you're coming for me for that, I was like, okay, I'm going to just pick up my stuff and leave at that point.
The DMs read, hey, do you have two tickets for blank?
Yeah, uh-huh. Basically.
That's a hell of a DM.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but that's at that point, they're not asking to pick up me. They're asking for tickets to take their girl.
I know, but
then they're in my DMs.
That's a good DM because either you're going to say yes or no. But also, I mean, you got to ask, right? You got to shoot your shot. That's what I'm telling you to do with your tickets.
You're right. Well, just don't shoot it with me. Shoot it with Ray. It sounds like he's more ballsy than me.
I'll check the DMs, but...
You're going to have people coming for you trying to get Morgan Wallen tickets, Ray.
Hey, I already did a question poll for, I was like, hey, what should I get Abby for Christmas? Amazing ideas.
Oh, what were the ideas?
Well, I can't say.
She's not going to listen to this by the time our Christmas show happens.
No, when is this airing?
This is airing this weekend, right? Like right now. It's airing this Saturday.
No, she's going to hear it and she'll know her present.
You really? Okay. Do you listen to the best bits,
Some of the good ideas that I didn't do, they said singing lessons, that was fine. There was a coffee mug that said world's best singer. That's cute. Everybody recommended this Lulu fanny pack.
Oh yeah, the Lululemon fanny, like the thing that goes crossbody.
15 chicks recommended to that, but I felt that was more personal, and that's not something I'm gonna get Abby.
Okay.
There was a lot of good stuff though. They said massages.
And you found one that you're gonna use from this
like
poll.
I have three things. Money ideas from the listeners.
Dang.
And I did want to give them all a shout out, but then I was like, I didn't. But I wanted
to. Did Abby see your post that you did that?
Yeah, she laughed at it. A lot of people were funny and said, get her a boyfriend. But no, there was legit good ideas, so props.
Dang, I'm jealous because I was struggling to figure out what I was going to get for Mike D, but then I figured it out. You just went straight to the Instagram. See? Ray's ballsy. Go to Ray. If you need anything, just go to Ray. He'll figure it out. That's what I've learned about Ray. We also had Jackson Dean on the show recently, but this story is about the fact that he sent us a DM when he was 15 years old, and we didn't see it until after he had been on the show, and just kind of a crazy story, and crazy to think that when he was 15 years old, he sent this video of him performing an original song, and now he has a number one hit, and we have the video. It's like, if he goes like super megastar big, we have this like original film.
And something we didn't talk about on the show, it almost sounded like there was a shower in the background running while he was playing the song.
I don't think it was a shower. I think he was out, based on the video, because we also posted the video, and I think he was out on his deck.
Gotcha.
Doing this video.
So he's got a waterfall.
You know, maybe. Maybe he lives by a running river, you know?
Crazy
thing. Yellowstone style.
He sounds the exact same then as he does now.
Yeah, he sounds so good. And the fact that he was 15, now he's like 21, 22, I think, maybe.
That's your wheelhouse.
That's my wheelhouse? What, you think I'm a cougar?
Yeah.
I'm not a cougar. Ray? Dang. Okay. Well, I was going to ask, because you are ballsy, and we're going to stay on that topic, because you also love to comment on people's things.
Absolutely.
Especially like SportsCenter and other things, and you answer DMs and send DMs. Have you ever sent a DM or made a comment and it like backfired on you?
Well, the embarrassing ones are a company, they'll advertise something and I'll think it's a great advertisement and I'll say, hey, I'd love to collab with you. No response. Or they see it, no response.
Wait, who have you reached out to as an advertiser?
There was like this hangover pill, thought it was completely stupid, tried it. It was amazing. It changed my life.
And so now you reached out to them, but then they didn't respond.
Oh, they saw it. but no response.
Oh, it's, you got the scene message?
That's so embarrassing. That's what I'm saying. So that you can be, reach out, but and then that you get thrown back. So it's just like dating. You just got to put yourself out there, which I did. And then they said, no, we don't want to partner with you. And we're not even going to respond to you.
I was going to say, they didn't even say, no, we don't want to partner. They just didn't respond. Wow.
Stuff
okay.
like that. Yeah, yeah.
But how often does it happen? How often are you writing DMs or like writing funny comments on things?
SportsCenter, I try to hit them up every day. And I mean, I'm always getting 1,000 likes, 2,000. My best ever was 18,000.
That's a lot of likes.
I know. That's what I hold my hat on. So then that means even if Bobby Bones Show ends, I can still be a top commenter on SportsCenter.
Okay, but you're not making any money from that, right?
I know.
There's no money in that.
I have to figure out how to monetize it, which right now I haven't.
Well, you need to go do it on TikTok. That's how you start monetizing, and then you create content on TikTok, and then you're a commenter, and you're a regular content creator and engager.
I know. I'm doing a problem, though, with TikTok, because my original screen name, I forgot the password, and so now they gave me a weird screen name, and so it's complicated.
Oh, so this is your reason for not being on TikTok? Because yeah. You can't get the username you want?
I just don't feel like talking to the help desk to figure it out. So I'm just hoping it goes away. It's from China, and at first we're going to shut it down.
TikTok is not going away.
Let's bring that legislature around again and shut it down.
Let me tell you this. This is how I know TikTok is not going away, because you know who got on this weekend? Who started a new account?
Bones.
Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton has now joined TikTok. So when I tell you it's not going away, it is not going away. Like, it's going to be here for a long time.
MySpace, everybody got on MySpace, and I said, you know what? I'm going to stay back for a second. Thank God I did, because MySpace went away and I never started a MySpace.
Okay. Well, I'm helping if you want to monetize. And honestly, the comment section of TikToks is where it's at. Like, that's the fun part of TikTok.
Okay.
You can watch a funny video, but then you're like, oh, the comments are even better. And you would be a great commenter on these TikTok videos.
That's the angle that's never been presented to me. Thank you.
As I'm saying, I'm not kidding you. If I watch a funny video, I am running to the comments because I want to see what people have to say. And people are freaking hilarious.
No, I know. Baser will watch a video and then she immediately goes to the comments mm-hmm. and reads some of the stuff.
That's the best part. The comment section is low-key the best part of TikTok.
Okay.
So you could become a part of that whole culture and you could become famous for simply making a lot of funny comments.
Cool.
Because on Instagram, not a lot of people might see it. But TikTok, people are searching for comments. I'm helping you out, helping you monetize.
Hey, social media mogul, Morgan, everybody.
Oh,
she'll be here all day, just today, though.
Just today. You got any more that you sent off and you're like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have done that?
I believe athletes. I think one time Andy Roddick, he never had an Instagram. I've definitely hit up athletes and rappers and stuff like that. Guys that I've talked to before, and then sometimes they just don't respond to my stuff.
How many of them see it and they don't respond?
They see it. Like Bob Menery, I'll send him. He's a famous sportscaster. He does a radio voice.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, look at that guy. He just got hit in the head, mother. So he swears. That's what makes him famous.
Uh-huh.
And he has a radio voice. So I comment on his and don't get a response. Or I don't know. He doesn't ever really. He sees it. And it almost is like, I wish I could get just some sort of feedback from him. So he doesn't even, he'll see it but never respond. Mike Studd, sometimes I'll get comments from him. Sometimes he'll go 2 months and not say anything to me.
Okay, but you'll still keep responding even if they like see it and don't respond. You'll still keep going after it.
And that's the same with us. You have to keep hitting us because say we get 200. When I go, what's a present for Abby? 300 messages. So next post, comment on it because sometimes I just don't even see the message. So that's what I think about the super people, mm-hmm. Menery, Mike Studd. They just don't even see them.
Yeah, but you're saying they see it.
Yeah, sometimes they don't, though, so I just feel like to get back into their top of mind, you got to comment on another mm-hmm. post.
Okay, so you got to be a little aggressive.
Bringing it full circle, kind of like Jackson Dean, when we tagged him on a post, that's how you saw his 2015 post.
That's true, but he didn't
Thank
reach
you.
Out in 7 years.
Point season.
You sound like you're reaching out like every week.
I am.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Lunchbox did a prank call on the show this week, getting us all in the Christmas spirit, because apparently we aren't in the Christmas spirit enough.
12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, so he called somewhere trying to buy the 12 days of Christmas gifts, but he didn't sing it. He just kept, I don't know, listen, this is not his best prank call that he's done. But it's funny, and it got us a little bit excited about Christmas, so I want to talk about it. What are you doing for Christmas? What's your plans?
Not to get too specific, but I believe I'm doing a weekend in Tunica.
Where's Tunica?
Mississippi.
Oh, I thought that was like Mexico. I was like, dang, that's cool.
So I'm going to head there to try and win big for a couple days. Mm. So this is like leading up to Christmas. You want specifically Christmas.
No, hey, I want all of it. Give me everything.
So I believe I'm doing that. Then me and Baze are doing a little staycation because she has to work. She just got a new job. Doesn't have a lot of time off. Just started. And then we're going to Michigan for a couple days. And then we're coming back to town doing more staycation, stuff with her parents. So Tennessee, Michigan, and Mississippi. Okay. There's my states. Yours? Let's go.
Wait, hold on. Tunica, what when you say you're like putting money down and stuff, are you going to gambles or a casino
yes,
there?
Yes. So I'm going there, I believe, with $500.
Just you by yourself?
Yes, because she has to work. Baser.
I know, but I was just like, did you decide to like ask a friend maybe to go with you?
I wanted to go to Boston to visit my friend Justin, but he just moved there, and so he's not settled in yet.
Mm.
So I didn't have a lot of options friend-wise. I got Billy. He's a friend in Austin, but those flights are really expensive, and Billy usually has to work.
Okay.
We'll show up, and he'll work all day and come chill with us at 7 p.m., and I'm like, Billy, I'm not going to visit when you have to work all day.
Yeah, that's true. Fair.
So that's usually the case mm-hmm. with Billy. So I said, what if I go solo mission? I'm going to Mississippi to win a crap load of money. Worst case scenario, I lose 500. Hopefully, I win 10 grand.
Okay, and how long are you going to be in, what is it, Tunica. Okay, Tunica. How long are you going to be in Tunica?
One day.
Are you staying the night?
Staying the night in probably some depressing hotel.
Okay.
But if it goes good, then I stay another night.
Oh, okay, with an option.
Yes. And guess what's even better?
What's better?
I found the hot tub in Tunica with a hot tub.
Wait, you mean you found a hotel with a hot tub?
Yeah, what'd I say?
You said you found a hot tub with a hot tub.
Yes, double hot tub. The only one I believe that has, there's probably going to be a bunch of kids running around, but you know what? I found a damn hot tub.
Okay, we found a hot tub. So Tunica is part of the Christmas adventure.
It had to be driving distance.
How far is Tunica from here?
3.5, 4.
That's not bad.
I know. And I gave the option.
You could have gone to Atlanta. Atlanta's like 3.5, 4.
Yeah, but there's not the gambling option.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Atlanta's huge.
They have casinos, but I don't believe you can sports gamble.
Taking
a break. I've been weaning myself, so to have a weekend to where I can just bang it, that's what I'm talking about.
And this is what's happening. This is your reward for being so good all year.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is that a Christmas present to you yourself, or is it a Christmas present from your wife, maybe?
From my wife, and now that you mention it, we need to wrap this thing in a bow. This is a present.
It's a great present for you. This is your dream
I know.
Weekend.
Yes.
Dang, okay. All right, well, I'll be rooting for you with your $500 mm-hmm. to win something big.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure if you win big, maybe don't say the next day, because then you could lose it all.
So it's set up like this. If I lose the 500, I'm out. But, I mean, if we're in the plus, which is in the black, 100, 200, I'm staying. Because I'm shooting for that massive amount. I want to come home with just a suitcase of money and be like, ta-da!
Okay, but that's how people lose, right? That is how people lose all their money. That is what happens.
But I already, this is a check I got for $500 for doing some advertising. So I've presented it to myself as, it was just bonus round money. If I lose it, I lose it. We're not dipping into payroll money.
Okay? Okay. I like it. Okay. And then family time.
Yeah. Tons of family time. I mean, we've actually cleared out. Her parents get Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. My parents get a little bit. We're actually traveling on Christmas Day.
Dang.
And then we're doing Michigan. All my family's there. Aunts, uncles, nephews, sister, cousins. It's a banger. Yeah.
This
we're going to see
everybody. Party.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
very
her family,
busy break.
All her family's here. So,
are you guys doing anything for New Year's?
What was the option? The 30th? I believe on that Friday, Tennessee has a football game. So
oh,
I'm really,
is that their bowl game?
Yeah, and we're not big New Year's people because I don't stay up past 8:30.
Yeah, listen, New Year's is very overrated. That's why I asked. I like to find out New Year's plans.
So now I need to know your Christmas and New Year's.
So Christmas, I will be driving home, making that 12-hour trek to Wichita.
We might be going the same direction.
Yeah, I might run into you guys. But I think
Morgan?
I think you're going to be in Tunica.
Ray, why are you homeless? I lost the 500.
If I see a hitchhiker on my way, I'm going to be a little concerned. That's probably you. So making the trek home, and I'm going to be there for about a week. A little over a week for Christmas, hanging out with the family, and my parents got a new dog, so I'm excited for our dogs to meet and hang out.
Nice.
It's going to be very exciting. And then the day after Christmas, the 26th, I'm headed out to Denver to go snowboard, and I'm stoked.
You're a snowboarder?
Yeah.
Ratty cool. So
oh,
am
gosh.
I.
Yes, I did it. I did it once in college. I haven't been back, but I was so good. I was doing blues on my first day. I just picked up boarding a lot because I did wakeboarding and surfing, so like snowboarding was like the natural way to go in, and I loved it so much. So I'm excited to finally go back and like get in a snowboarding trip.
That's sweet. Who's going on that?
I'm meeting my best friend because she lives out in Colorado.
Okay.
And so we're likely going to go maybe to Vail for one day. It's just like a one-day
okay,
snowboard.
Okay, Vail.
Hey, one day. One day snowboard.
Dang,
and then the rest.
Somebody got rich.
No. I just, listen, hey, you got to make like, you got to make the most of your time that we get off. We don't get a lot of time off, so you got to make the most of it.
And I'm pretty sure the resorts in Colorado, they all are name ones. It's like Steamboat, Vail,
yeah.
Breckenridge.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the name, so it just sounds, you know.
Yeah, they sound a lot. And I have never been to Vail, so I really want to go. When we were in college, we went to like Copper Mountain. I'd love to go to Vail. So we're going to do that for a day and then like explore Denver for the other
Smart.
Two, hang out and just enjoy some friend time. And then I'll be back here for New Year's.
I would have done that, but Baser doesn't do the snow stuff.
See, this is what I've learned with snow trips. You just got to make sure you have half the crew that is willing to go and do the activity and half the crew that maybe wants to stay back who doesn't want to do it.
Correct. No, I'm snowboarder all the way. Yeah.
Hey, well, next time you and Bae can come out and hang out with me and my best friend. We're a great time. We love to go out and have fun.
Except for the time I did tell people that I was skimboarding and I went out to Hermosa Beach and I was still drunk, hungover, and I was sucking so bad. I got a black eye. I fell on the ground in front of a kid, like got wiped out from a wave.
What, were you on a Black Mountain?
No. We were on a beach. No. It was waves. Yes.
I thought this was like some new sport and snow that I did not know.
And randomly, I wasn't good at it that day. And so now Baser's always like, okay, you're not good at these sports. But I actually am. I'm a big, with skimboarding is the same as snowboarding. So.
Okay, wait. So skimboarding, is it like where you're right at the, on the beach line where the ocean hits and you're just kind of like coasting into it basically?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Are you on your knees or are you on your feet?
You're on your feet. You can go to your knees though. But
okay. I think I've seen people do the knees one. I don't think I've seen the feet one.
It's pretty sick. As long as you get good waves, it's awesome.
And you feel like you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I'm
until
awesome
this
at it.
Moment.
Yeah, I bought a $300 board one time and did it in Miami Beach for a whole week.
Dang. Do you still have the board?
No, that's a great question. I had to leave it behind. Because it cost,
what?
To mail it, cost $150.
But you paid like $300 for it.
I know. And I couldn't bring it on the plane. It was just like a crazy situation.
Dang.
So somebody on the beach, a homeless guy, got that board.
Yeah, like a $300 expensive board.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. But you also like snowboarding then too. Have you ever wakeboarded like on the lake?
No. I want to though.
I'm surprised, especially you growing up in Michigan.
I don't
like
have
so
boat
many
friends.
Lakes.
Oh,
yeah, that's a bummer.
I mean, I'm not a chick in Nashville with access to any boat.
Okay, I feel shots fired, but that's fine. Yeah, you need a wakeboard if you like all the other boarding sports. Like they're also similar in different ways. I feel like that you can pick it up very easily. You may not be good at it, but you'll at least pick it up.
Yeah.
So I think you would like that one.
So the snowboarding, though, you're going, half the group is down, the other half will stay back and do mimosas.
This group is actually, all of us are going to go because her whole family lives in Colorado. So any of them that come with us will go snowboarding or skiing too. So we'll all be on the mountain together. But I learned in college that it was about half and half. Like the girls all stay back and I ended up with going with all of their friends and their boyfriends because none of the girls wanted to go. And I was like, I came out here to snowboard.
Yeah, that's lit. You got to have that moment that makes it memorable. You can't just go there and get S-faced
no.
the whole week.
I was like, listen, I can do this every other day. Just give me one day where I at least go out in the mountains. I think I ended up going out like 3 days because the guys were great. They taught me and I learned very quickly. But then when they started going on the blacks, I was like, well, I guess I got to go hang out with the girls because I am not touching a black mountain.
Yeah. And then after you get your fill, you can almost just go back in the lodge. We love just sitting. We'll go, we'll go sometimes me and Laura and just watch them come down the hill.
Yeah.
And you can get a pitcher of beer, watch games. It's awesome.
Yeah. The fun ones too are when there's like a little bar cabin, like at the top of a mountain.
Done. Yes.
Those are fun too.
I only go to the hills with the bar cabin.
Yeah. Those are good ones. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing on my Christmas break. A little bit of snowboarding and some family time.
That's lit.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. But I also want to know if you could go anywhere for Christmas. Say you didn't have to deal with your family stuff. Where would you go?
Say you don't love your family.
Well, hey, I'm learning that a lot of people have been opting to go travel instead of doing like family things.
Yeah.
It's become like a study recently. So I'm curious if you could and you could go travel somewhere like right now, where would you go for Christmas?
Bali or Costa Rica. Just because I lived in Costa Rica, Bali very similar, near Australia, and it's easy to fly to, I think. Maybe not. Because you got to go, actually. It's actually farther than Hawaii,
I don't think it's easy to fly to.
Okay,
I think it's really cheap when you're there.
It's cheap. Thank you.
Yes.
You put the words right in my mouth. That's what I was trying to say. And I see these gorgeous videos on Instagram, and I would kill Bali. Prices are good. It's so much fun. Beautiful. You know, you got the rice paddies. You can see it. I love sunsets and sunrises. Bali's known for that. And then I lived in Costa Rica, so I already know it's dope. Surfing, monkeys, local currency. Local beers.
Local currency.
Local
that's
language.
That's one of your reasons.
No, I don't want to go to a resort. I want to actually get immersed into a culture.
I know.
I can do that in Costa Rica. I mean, I'm not going to Cancun and staying in a resort.
Yes.
You don't
I just have never heard somebody say local currency for a reason they
Colones.
Want to go somewhere, okay?
It's dope bartering with these people because you actually learn about
that,
the basic skills you need.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah,
Bali would be really cool, too.
And there's also that small little amount of you, man, what if we get lost? You know, in the jungle. I want that fear of what happens if I get smuggled.
Living life on the edge.
What happens if somebody kidnaps me and tries to sell my kidneys across the border?
I don't think you would remember, but, you know.
That's what I want.
You'd have the story when you're dead, I suppose.
And I also want to investigate because I heard they're building a massive highway in Central America. So I want to buy property in Costa Rica now, and in 10 years, I'll be a billionaire.
Right, you got to get property here first. I think your wife would not be happy if you're buying something in Costa Rica.
I got us a house in Costa Rica.
Hey, if you go win some money in Tunica, then maybe you can buy that house in Costa Rica.
Hey, I'm an America poor, but I'm Costa Rica rich.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. I also want to talk about, because this week on the show, we talked about, myself, Amy, Eddie, and Lunchbox all admitted the things we've ordered while drunk. And I want to kind of elaborate on this some more. And I also want to find out if you've ever ordered anything while drunk. So you got anything top of mind or you want me to go with these stories?
No, sadly, it's the same as you. You said, did you say food? What did you say?
Well, I said clothes and shots.
Leather.
Leather. Don't ask me why either. I really don't know why drunk Morgan is like, ooh, leather, everything.
We go cat toys, but we also will do food. So you'll get... What is it? Baskin Robbins is near us.
Okay.
Sonic, if you will.
Okay.
Right next to us. We'll wake up the next day on a Saturday, 6 a.m., open the front door. Ugh. Did we order Sonic last night? Awesome. All the ice cream's melted. Happened multiple times.
Literally what I was going to share, because after we talked on this segment, I was like, dang, there's something that's happened, and I don't recall it right now, but afterwards... There was one time that I got so, so drunk and I was at home and I was like, I really need some food. I had nothing in the fridge, couldn't make anything. And so I ordered Taco Bell. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? And I fall asleep on the couch. I wake up at 12:30. I go outside, the Taco Bell is out there. It's frozen because this was like in the ice. So like literally the meal was frozen. And I was like, that is not probably what that looked like.
That's the worst though. You didn't even get to enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I'm so glad that somebody else does that too, because that doesn't make me feel as bad about that and me falling asleep.
Since we've been at the apartment, because downtown you could always go grab something late night, there was those spots. Now with the Uber Eats, it takes 30 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes like an hour, too.
Downtown, it's immediate. You go get a hot dog, you go get a gyro, you go get a sub, a pizza, or whatever. Now you got to wait for 45 minutes. You're going to fall asleep. I mean, it's happened to us 5 to 10 times. Who are we kidding?
I'm glad. Wait, do you take the food in and throw it away, or do you like try and heat it up, figure it out?
No, I mean, it's always done. It was during the summer, typically after a pool party and you pass out.
Well, then technically it's still warm.
No, stop. But the ice cream thing has happened multiple times. You open the door. We ordered ice cream from Sonic last night. Yeah, it's melted here on the front. I'll get it.
I also love that you guys are drunk ordering ice cream of all things.
That's my wife's go-to. We've done Cold Stone now, just moved in the neighborhood. We've done that a handful of times. But you know what? I'm damn staying awake when Cold Stone comes. Now, nowadays, when it's a Sonic McFlurry or a freaking Sonic Cookie Blast or Cold Stone, I'm staying awake.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. I don't think I've ever known anyone to drunk get ice cream.
Yeah,
it's always like food because you need substance. But drunk ice cream's a new one.
Well, that's marriage. You got to compromise. So she maybe brought that on to me, so now we both go ice cream route.
Yeah, well, you're probably ordering a little bit of both, too. You're like, let's get some Taco Bell and we'll get some Sonic ice cream.
No, it's usually just Sonic ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, we open
it. You don't even get the substance?
No, we just go straight ice cream.
Tell me, does the ice cream help your hangover?
No.
Okay.
But you know what does?
What?
The pills that I was going to get that turned me down.
Mm, yeah, didn't get those.
And I would tell you about them, but they're
not dang blue pills.
They're not paying me. Oh, no, not man. The blue pills, you weirdo.
It took you that long to figure out that I said that.
No, I'm not advertising it, but there is a great pill on the market that helps with the hangover.
I will say the hangover patch, that it's literally called the hangover patch.
Crap.
That I used to wear in college. Oh, no, I wore it. Worked every time. Every time.
We went on a beach vacation, did it every day. Don't know if
no,
I saw a
difference.
No,
this is the specific one. Now, there's a lot of patches out there, but this is called the hangover patch, and it just pumps you with supplements. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I get the worst hangovers in the world. Every time I wore that, I did not have a hangover.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I just didn't know it was that effective.
Mm-hmm. And I am someone who gets the worst kind of hangovers.
I think it's each his own. Yeah, that's cool. Because definitely me and my buddy did them when we went to Destin, maybe it was. Neither one of us felt anything.
Well, also asked, did you put it on before you started drinking at all? Or had you had something to drink?
No, we'd right away. But hey, let's be real. We're some big ass dudes.
Yeah, that's true. It probably just pumped my little blood system full and it didn't work for you. But it's cool that there's stuff out there that helps people.
Yes. I mean, let's be real. It's 2022.
I know. You know, the other thing I buy when I'm drunk sometimes, I mentioned on the show that like I'll buy anybody who's sitting at the bar like shots because I want to take shots of people. But I didn't mention that I will also sometimes, if nobody wants to take a shot with me, I will literally go up to the bar by myself and buy myself one shot, take the shot, and keep moving on. You've done that?
Yeah.
That's not weird?
Yeah, no, because they always hit you with how many? And you're like, no, just one.
Yeah, it's not weird, right?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I've always wondered because like when I walk up there, I'm like, dang, am I a weirdo for just sitting here taking a shot by myself?
No.
Or especially if like something happens and I'm like, ooh, I need a shot. I need some need to get through this. And I'm like, just give me one of those. It's like what you see in the movies. I'm that girl. I was like, give me a shot of that.
And nobody else is shooting it with you. It's just you.
Uh-huh. I'm just sitting there like, okay, I needed that.
I've done it.
Okay. It's making me feel better. Thank you. I'm glad I confessed that.
But you can't do multiple ones. You gotta chill. You gotta chill.
Okay. Just one.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind-down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The end of a month means that Employee of the Month happens, and that's what happened this week. And Amy was crowned for the first time ever Employee of the Month. Ray, have you won Employee of the Month?
Back in the day, yeah, Bones bought me a pair of Yeezys.
But like back in the day, not like during this segment.
Before Kanye was canceled.
Okay. But not during this like segment that we've started, or was it during this segment?
It was.
It was?
Yeah, but
okay.
I'm talking years ago. We've had this thing go on for a while.
Okay, but there was like 4 years where we didn't do it.
I know.
So are you in this new one?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, okay. But you have been for it. You are an employee of the
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're not really going to talk about that anymore, but there is something you wanted to talk about because you saw a story about Diddy.
Yeah, so get this. I'm going to play the clip. He was talking about how much he pays for a haircut. Okay. He was doing it on an Instagram.
It's $1,000 a cut, yo. This is my barber. I need my hair done every 5 minutes, but My daily price is $5,000, you know. Don't take less than $1,000. Know your worth, King.
Know your worth.
Know your worth.
What?
I mean,
so then that made me think, I wanted to ask you, what's something expensive that you have to buy? As a female, you know, y'all do more beautifying?
Beautifying.
So, like, what's something that you splurge for?
Well, I mean, my hair every 4 to 6 weeks, I pay over probably anywhere between $200 and $300.
Dang!
Uh-huh. Yeah, to get my hair colored and cut and blown out and all the things. But that doesn't feel like a lot to me anymore. I've just now, it's just part of the budget now. And it's like, if you think about it too, doing interviews and being on camera and stuff, like you kind of have to. It's not like I can sit here and have like bad hair. I feel like that's part of the job.
Yeah. I mean, you're acting like you want me to say how good your hair is.
Yeah, is it good,
It's
Ray?
Lit. I mean, it's better than mine. I'm trying to work on my hair, and actually mine's the exact same as yours because I totaled up how much I spend on all my hair care stuff because I have, like, stuff that helps with thinning of the hair. It helps your hair thicken.
Yeah, you're doing all those, like, treatments.
Yes, and then there's also the stuff, it's, like, more nutrients in your head, blah, 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 blah. But with my shampoo, conditioner, there's a pre thing I put on, there's a post thing with the scalp. It's, like, $200, $250 that I pay it almost ends up being every month.
I mean, yeah.
That's like, a lot of stuff on your hair.
It is, but you don't realize how much those follicles, and you have to keep changing things and making sure that it's staying, like you're taking care of it.
Right.
It's a hard thing to take care of.
Yeah, and so I was committed to doing it. I mean, let's be real. Now we're live on Facebook. We can't be looking like crap on the feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, yes, this is something I want to splurge on. I'm willing to pay $200 a month for my hair care products.
And Ray, it really does look really good. Like,
Thank
I can
you.
Tell that you have a lot of volume going on in here, and like, whatever, I don't even know if I've seen it before and after, but this looks really good right now. Whatever you're doing is working.
Thank you.
So it's an endorsement for your endorsement.
Look at that. You and me complimenting each other's hair.
I know. I'm so proud of you.
Holiday season.
Oh, this is such a good one. Okay, what about something that you've maybe bought like as a one-off? The most expensive thing maybe you've bought or owned?
I mean, it's not even something I bought. My boy Billy, he said, you're my best friend ever. I want to give you something. He gave me a Tiffany's necklace.
Oh, you got yourself a teal jewelry piece of item?
Yes, and I even go and I go into the Tiffany's and they clean it for free and I take it in my little teal bag and I hand it over to them and they, Mr. Slater, thank you so much for bringing your Tiffany's.
Are you Simon?
Yes, Simon Leviev. And they treat me so well and they treat me amazing because for that 5 seconds that I get it clean, they think I'm rich.
Mm.
But it was gifted to me. And it's very expensive. I don't even want to look it up online. You guys can if you want.
You feel very bougie when you go in there, don't you?
Men's Tiffany necklace. Google it. Check the price. I don't even know how much it is. I don't want to know.
Okay. All right. But that's not even one you bought. I needed to know something that you bought that was bougie, though, also, Ray.
Shoes.
Okay. Shoes collection add up over time.
Yeah, my golf shoes are 200.
Okay.
But they're the
ones. Not bad.
They're the ones that look sick. Like, you would almost think, before I play golf, you would think I was Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay.
You would think I'm a legit golfer just because of the shoes, but then I swing and you're like, okay, he's just a hack.
You're like the, I gotta look good so I can perform good kind
of guy. No, I make sure I look good on the course. I got it all.
Okay. Well, there was a purchase that I made for my house, and I waited. Listen, okay, have you ever heard of Restoration Hardware?
Yeah. RH.
Beautiful store. But, like, I cannot afford nearly anything in there. But there was one mirror that I wanted so badly for my room. I wanted it. And I searched high and low for something else, maybe a knockoff somewhere else I could find one. And I could not find one that was, like, big enough because I have these high ceilings in my bedroom.
Vaulted.
Yes, vaulted. I wasn't going to say it. It makes me sound bougie if I say vaulted.
You're bougie.
I'm not bougie. But this mirror I really wanted, right? And so I waited. I waited 2 years for this thing to go on sale. And it finally went on sale and
oh
I bought it.
Oh my gosh.
I bought it. But you know how much it still was on sale?
A lot.
Yeah. $2,000.
What the?
For this mirror. Granted, this mirror is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. Like, that mirror ain't going anywhere.
You're crazy.
The mirror weighs like 350 pounds. Like, it's a heavy mirror. It's like full of glass.
No mirror's worth that.
It looks amazing in the room. And okay. Now, and I could justify it to myself because it will now be a staple piece for like 20 years of my life.
Okay.
It's not one of those that's like trendy. It's like it could fit anywhere.
What a waste of money, though.
No, oh, that's what happens when you have to furnish a house, right? See, you want to buy something in Costa Rica, get ready. You're going to have to pay some money.
No, I'm getting a house fully furnished.
Okay.
I'm one step ahead of you.
You're going to have to pay for the furnishings.
My house will already have the mirror in it.
Oh my goodness. You still have to pay for the furnishings, right? Even if you don't pay for them individually. Oh boy. Okay. Yeah, that's all I got. But that is like the craziest thing. And I have never, this is funny because I don't even pay to get my nails done. I don't pay more than $100 for like clothing items. Mm-hmm. I'm very like frugal when it comes to things. So spending this literally made my heart stop. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
And you know what I love though? What's in style is not being in style.
Yeah.
Not wearing name brands and stuff is in style. I love that.
I know. Can we keep with that? Because like, I really don't want to spend any more. I hate if I see something even over like $50, I'm like, God, is that worth it?
You
I
know,
don't think so.
Back in the day, you couldn't wear sweatpants. In high school, like you would have been made fun of. And now, that's my favorite thing to wear.
Yeah, and it being like solid colors too. I like the solid color trend.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then eventually this trend's going to change. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to really buy this shirt for $100.
I know, but I still won't, right? That's the problem. That's the thing is I'm not that person that falls where I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'll just stay out of the trend.
I worry too much. If I wore a really nice shirt, I'd be like, oh, dang, am I getting something on it? I love having sweatpants and a t-shirt on. Like, I could rock any club in town. Charleston's different. You kind of got to dress up there. But in Nashville, you can wear sweatpants. As long as you wear closed-toed, most hats are okay. There's a couple places now in town where you can't wear hats.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, backwards hat, chain, V-neck shirt, sweatpants, you can rock any Saturday and Sunday in Nashville, and I'll hang up and listen.
You'll hang up and listen. You said that so fast. I'll hang up and listen.
Because I forgot the show we were on.
Oh, hey, you can still say it on here. It's welcome. I will respect it. But yeah, no, I'm with you. Like, I'm also just more about experiences than buying things.
Yes.
Like, I would rather go and do something and feel that or go on a trip than spend money on clothes or I don't know. I really don't like, so you always find me. It's funny. I get trolled online for like shopping at like young brands, but I'm like, guys, those are the cheap ones.
Well, and Old Navy now, awesome stuff. I got three of my sweatpants at Old Navy. So no Old Navy's back in Abercrombie and Fitch. Got a dope shirt.
shirt.
That is from Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
So those stores are coming back in and they're pretty discount, not budget, but I mean, they're pretty discounted compared to like Zara and Balenciaga.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be fine. And a lot of girls love to carry like the Louis Vuittons and stuff. I don't trust myself. I just don't. If I like, look, I almost just knocked over a water that I have. Like,
perfect.
I am not. I go to the Kate Spade outlet store. That's where I get my purses from. Like, I am really bad about staying in trends though too. That's just not my thing. So this mirror was a big deal for me.
And you now just made me realize that was awesome. That was a great job.
Yeah. It was a big deal. Thank you. Thank you. Very proud of myself. We did do blind karaoke this week, and I'm just going to call what it is that I'm terrible at this game, the competition, whatever. I'm awful. I cannot retain information to save my life. And I feel like the only one that can relate to me in that is Ray.
Stop. I'm just not in all the games like you are.
No.
You're in a lot more than mine.
No, but I'm saying you and I are in comparison with Blind Karaoke. It's really freaking hard to remember things.
Yeah, that game's tough. I'm more of a rapper, so anything that's I'm going to have to sing ain't happening, but I'll still do it.
Yeah, oh, I'll still do it. Like, that was what's front of mind. That's the problem with me, is anything that's front of my mind, that's what I'm going to be singing about, because if I don't remember it, we're screwed.
Yeah, I do different bars. These kids can hold their notes and stuff. I'm strictly a rapper.
Mm-hmm. No, that's but hey, Shania Twain was one, and I did really good on that one.
Yeah.
But like anything else, yeah, it's kind of hard for me.
Yeah, you'll come back around in a month because you have to sit out, though.
Yeah, I was terrible. But, I just wanted to call that. I just wanted to call that out and let it be what it is. What's something you're bad at? Like, I'm bad at retaining information. That's my thing that I cannot do very well at all. I've learned that about myself over the years. What's something you're really bad at?
I would say if it's going to be absolutely terribly bad at would be... It used to be procrastination. I used to be the biggest procrastinator, but since we started this job, I'm actually ahead of the game.
I was going to say, I would never believe that about you.
Oh my gosh, in high school, everybody is. High school breeds procrastination, so does college, because they say, oh, this project's due in 2 weeks. Awesome, I'll see you in 2 weeks. That's amazing. But in our job, you have to be punctual. You have to be on top of S every day.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you a non-procrastinator. So I would say that was my biggest weakness. What are we saying? Weaknesses? What are we bad at?
It's just something like you're really bad at that you're like, dang, I wish I was good at that. I can let you think.
Well,
do you need
a
second?
I was going to say something like Bones. So Bones is an amazing storyteller, but it's not. So I would say I'm not a great storyteller, but I've learned how to be better through the show. So like Bones, like let's say Bones bit his tongue.
Yeah.
So that already aired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he bit his tongue.
You're
I would
have
just been like, Morgan, oh my gosh, I bit my tongue and it bled.
Mm-hmm.
But what I learned through Bones is you say, so I'm in Las Vegas, okay? And I'm chewing on walnuts and a guy bumps into me from behind. I bit my tongue. And then I go back to the hotel and I'm tasting iron. And I'm like, is it the walnuts? Is it the Vegas air? No, it's blood. My tongue was bleeding. That was a way better way of telling it than the way I originally told it.
Yeah.
I learned through Bones, you don't necessarily give the punchline right away. You massage your way to it.
That is true.
So I'm not an amazing storyteller. I'm decent. I'm better than some people. I just think in my family, people have never told stories.
Well, I also think it's really hard just in general to tell stories in a way that everybody wants to hear them. Like,
exactly.
That's just a hard thing to do in general.
Exactly.
So it's cool that you feel like over time, but that's like your weakness kind of thing that you're working on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for working on that. Yeah. I can't really work on mine, though. How can I work on retaining information, Ray? I feel like that's just like genetics.
Yeah. I feel like because you're a web girl, you're always on the phone. You're always on the internet. You're not focusing on anything.
No, I have to multitask too much. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to like be so detail oriented in one thing because I have to be so multitasking.
That's sad. Yeah. I wish you could be better at that. That's sad.
That's just my life. I'm doing like 80. Listen, right now on my screen, there's 10 tabs up and I'm going to need every single one of those tabs when we're done with this.
It's a terrible life.
Oh, it's not terrible. There's worse things. But I'm also bad at math. Terrible at math.
I'm good at math.
You are?
Yeah.
I still like, if I have to do like an equation or if there's something that I got to figure out with finances, I'm calling my mom and I'm like, can you double check this? She's like, yeah, that's not right. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I'm so bad at it, even though I have a calculator on my phone. Don't ask me why.
You can, yeah, you can use your phone. You're better at it now because of the iPhone.
Mm-hmm. But that is something that I will also never get good at. I tried really hard in school. I even had my math teacher tutor me, and I still couldn't figure it out.
Aw. We tried, though. We have tried to make our weaknesses better.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do.
But you know when there's like some things, and you're just like, yeah, my brain is just never going to comprehend this.
Yeah.
That's how math makes me feel. It's just never going to make sense.
I agree. I mean, that's how you figure out the career path you want to go. The stuff that just sucks, you're like, my brain doesn't work like that, then you move away from it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, we don't have to keep talking about any of the things we're bad at because now I'm going to be sad. We had Joey Logano on the show this week, and he was an awesome interview. Just so cool to hear about NASCAR and all of these things that he does. Did you experience anything? Because this was Joey Logano's first time on the show and the first time we've had a NASCAR driver in studio. We've had phone calls, but this is the first in studio. What's something you did this year for the first time that you're like, that was awesome?
Went to church.
Okay. For the first time?
I've been to church before, but I think we'd gone a little bit of too long
okay.
without going to church, but then we went back. I was trying to think of a different one, but yeah. Not the first time on that, but maybe of the year.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I'll let you think of some. I got two on deck here because I did go to my first NASCAR race this year. NASCAR invited us, and that was epic. He's right when he says, like, you need to go to a race to truly understand why people are crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. There's also a lot of attractive men in NASCAR. I see that. That's a nice sport to watch now.
Ah.
And then I also went to my first Titans game, which was my first ever NFL game in general. I'd never been to an NFL game before, and that was an amazing experience because of the Titans, because I was hanging out in the suite, and both sporting experiences, which is funny because I don't watch sports. This is what I've realized on dating apps, Ray. Guys love to ask. They're like, so are you a sports girl? And I'm like, listen, I don't have YouTube TV. I don't have cable. I don't like sit here and watch sports. You want to go to a bar and watch sports? I'll go with you all day long.
That's the answer you need.
But like, I am not going to sit at home and watch sports. that's just a real me. Like, I'm not. And as we know, because I couldn't even get a football question right in easy trivia, I don't watch sports. I love the experience. I love going for the environments, and I will be like the biggest cheerleader. But at home, no, I'm watching some like superhero show. I'm not watching sports.
That's a good way to put it. First thing for me, or am I transitioning here?
Yeah, go for it.
First timer going glamping.
It's
when I went in the igloo that was in the middle of the woods in East Tennessee, where Morgan Wallen always talks about. So I went and saw East Tennessee, and this igloo was sick. We were in the middle of the mountains. There was a hot tub. Obviously, that's
on
brand.
You love a hot tub. I'm getting that.
And we did. Yeah, it was so. We thought we were going to see a bear. We never did. But that was my first time glamping. I've gone camping with the guys, but glamping with wife and going, awesome.
Okay, that's a good one. And that just happened.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. We had the shower. You have everything. There was heat. There was a.
Even though you thought you were going to die on this trip, yeah.
I know. I kind of built it up like it was going to be worse than it was.
Mm-hmm, you really did.
It was almost like I didn't leave my apartment because we actually had legit Wi-Fi as well.
But you did because you had a hot tub.
I know.
Do you guys have a hot tub at your apartment complex?
No, it's a major buzzkill. I know.
That's a misbranding opportunity.
Yes, yes.
You're going to have to get it when you do get your property. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to make sure you get a hot tub.
No, I will. But yeah, they're not popular here. In Texas, hugely popular in apartments. Not here.
I wonder why.
Because I don't know. Every apartment in Texas has a hot tub. Here, no.
Maybe because, you know, sometimes some sketchy things happen in hot tubs.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, listen, that's probably in keeping a hot tub clean, too.
Yeah.
Like an apartment complex is not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like pools are pretty easy. They've probably figured that out. And it's hot, and those get used more often. We don't have as many winter months here.
Correct.
That's another thing. I don't know. This is just an observation.
Compared to Texas?
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Okay, Texas gets hotter for longer.
Yeah, I don't know the explanation on it, but I do know in here, it seems like they put in a kiddie pool. And I'm like, guys, we could have scrapped the kiddie pool. Do a hot tub. That's where you're really going to bring in some people. Partying, yes, but also loving an apartment complex.
See, partying is what I was talking about, right?
Oh.
And I there has to be an explanation because, like, just like back home, we have basements and we have garages, but here those aren't a thing.
No basements here.
No, not at all. And there's a reason for that because the soil and all these things. I learned a lot about that because it doesn't make sense because you need a basement when there's tornadoes, and we have tornadoes here.
Do you have a basement?
Not at my house, no.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying, but we have tornadoes here.
I know, so you should have a basement.
Yeah, and like Kansas, everybody has a basement.
Michigan, everybody has a basement.
It makes no sense, but it's apparently because of the soil and you're not able to safely or whatever. So I bet there's a reason why a lot of these places don't have hot tubs.
Thank you, geologist, because of the soil.
Well, that's the basement and garages, because of the hot tub. Oh, man. All right, Ray. You got anything else you want to talk about before we go?
I mean, I think we pretty much covered it. We did Christmas. We did New Year's. You're not doing anything. I'm not.
Yeah, we're kind of lame.
We talked about the show,
our
Bobby.
Drunk
Amy,
expeditions.
Lunchbox, Eddie, Steve.
What are you doing?
Abby.
Okay, see, this is where we got work on your storytelling because I have no idea what you're doing.
I literally think we covered everything.
Okay. Are you sure? There's nothing else you want to say?
My cat?
Yeah. Tell me about Pablo.
No, I just wanted to give him a shout.
Okay. Hey, Pablo.
Pobzers.
I'll also shout out my dog then. Hey, Remy. Like, what? All right, Ray. Tell the people where they can find you, listen to you, all that good stuff.
Sore Losers Podcast. We got a convention coming up in January. By now, though, tickets are probably all sold out and all that. But yes, Sore Losers Convention. Listen to the podcast, Sore Losers Show Podcast, and Sizzin Ray Mundo on Instagram, Twitter.
Not on TikTok.
Very soon.
Hopefully soon. I'm at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. And of course, the show at Bobby Bone Show. Thank y'all for hanging out with us. And Ray, thanks for joining me and telling some stories. I'll do that one more time. I interrupted you.
Yeah!
Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.